Okay, let's go over here to Marysville, where Roy's calling, and I see that Jeff and Jim have rescued us all from listening to me carry on after Roy and I are done. Hi, Roy, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, thank you. I have a problem with the cat with the, my calves. I can walk about half a block before the pain in my calves gets so bad I have to stop and stand still, and it only takes about a minute for the pain to go away, but I can't walk as far the second time as I did the first time, and then it gets to the point to where I can't hardly take more than 10 or 15 steps before I have to stop.
Sounds pretty painful. Have you been to a doctor about this, sir?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me when I walk around the house or the yard. It's just when I walk in a straight line for without stopping for about half a block.
Mm-hmm. And how long has this been going on?
It's been going on for about 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. My goodness. And what have you, since it's been 4 or 5 years and you haven't checked with the doc, and I'm not saying you have to, but if since it has been that long, what have you tried to do to stop it, sir? Anything? Have you tried anything?
I thought maybe I could walk in place to help my legs, but I got up to where I could walk in place for 30 minutes at a time, and it never bothered my legs, just standing there watching TV, walking in place, lifting up my legs, putting them down, and after 3 months, it never did help my legs, but I lost 20 pounds.
There you go. Okay. A couple other questions. Is it always both legs at the same time, or does one hurt sometimes and the other one the other time, or something like that?
No, it's both of them at the same time. The pain both just builds up. It just comes on gradual, and it builds up pretty quick at the end.
And does it go into a spasm, sir?
If you
keep pushing
like
and pushing.
It feels like it would if I kept walking, but the pain is so bad I can't keep walking.
Okay. Well, let me suggest something you can find in your local natural food store. It won't cost you a whole lot, and it won't hurt you to try. And that is something they call magnesium oil. Have you heard of that? Have you tried it out?
No. I don't take anything. I haven't been to a doctor in 20 years.
Okay. Well, here's another easier one, sir. Have you ever heard of Epsom salt baths? That's magnesium, too.
Yeah,
ever take
I have.
Ever take any Epsom salt baths?
No, I haven't.
Well, shoot, sir. Now, that one is so safe, and you don't even have to buy the magnesium oil from the health food store. Epsom salts are for sale in just about all the big box drugstores. You can get them at Costco pretty cheap and so forth. And all the one does is throw a few scoopfuls, and that the box always comes with a scoop in it, and you put it in your bathtub and heat it up to whatever temperature you'd like. But while the water's running, throw in at least, particularly with this problem, and you can't hurt yourself with too much, so don't worry about it. Throw in at least 4, 5, 6 scoopfuls of that Epsom salts and let it get dissolved in the water. Now, what the people in Epsom, England, discovered about 400 or 500 years ago when they were mining this stuff is if they took baths in it, they felt so relaxed, because it does penetrate right through the skin and the concentration that's in your bathtub. And when magnesium gets into muscle, it very frequently will slow down anyway. And I'm not going to tell you it's going to totally cure this, but it'll frequently slow down muscle pain caused by activity. All right. So let's say you try that, and it would be a good idea to get started to take a Epsom salt bath. You just lay there, read a book, listen to the radio, whatever you want to do, for about half an hour to 40 minutes in all that nice Epsom salt water. And again, nobody ever got hurt by doing this. And let's say that does reduce it, but it doesn't take it away. Well, now at that point, what you probably got is a little bit complicated, but let's see, how can I explain this? We can get magnesium to work temporarily, but if it works temporarily or it works partially and doesn't work as good as it could, then what we usually need to do is take some magnesium, this time the type that's used intravenously with some vitamin B6, and inject it as rapid as we can into that person's bloodstream, which makes he or she just all hot and sweaty and so forth. And what that's doing is it's forcing the magnesium to the very center of the cells, which is where most magnesium is. It's about 14, 16 parts on the inside center of the cell to one part on the outside. And what happens to some of us is if that inside the cell magnesium gets low enough, Then the little gadget, which is called a magnesium pump, it really isn't. It's just part of the cell, the cell membrane. It sort of shuts off, sir, and it won't transfer the magnesium into the inside of the cell really good anymore. And so when that happens, nothing we can do to get the magnesium in there but the IV. And what do you know? That can permanently take care of the problem that the Epsom salt bath only relieved partially. So I better shut up because we got some other folks waiting.
Did you say vitamin B6?
Well, no, that goes with the magnesium in the shot, sir, in the injection.
Oh.
And to start to try this to see if it'll do something, even if it relieves it partially, if you relieve it partially and you know, gee, I wish I would get totally better, but it is partially better, that tells you that magnesium is needed inside the cell and it can't make it there just because that little magnesium pump's been shut off. I'm not kidding. This is from animal research and transferred to people. So give that a try, sir. Epsom salts won't hurt a thing. They're inexpensive. And if you get some partial relief, then you better check with a natural medicine doctor about getting the magnesium. It's called a rapid push intravenously.
I appreciate it.
Okay, sir. I hope that works for you. Give it a try. And the magnesium salts, Epsom salts, if they don't help anything at all, well, at least they can't harm anything at all either. So there you go.